Advent at Gardner-Webb University, 2016. Wednesday, December 7th. Written and read by Sharon Webb, Assistant Professor, Psychology and Counseling.
While peace is very much an experiential feeling, I am reminded that there is much going on in God's world that does not reflect one meaning of peace as freedom from war and violence. Without rehashing the multiple incidents that we are inundated with in the media, I am often reminded of how essential it is to pray unceasingly for God to direct us toward resolutions that would honor our Prince of Peace. In Ephesians 2:14, I am reminded that Christ is our peace. Thus, the inner experience of peace is realized through Him. When I make time to listen to God, the themes He most often encourages me to pursue are intentionality and hospitality. How am I being, or how can I personally be intentional to others to show sensitivity and hospitality, regardless of worldviews? God has entrusted us to His world, which also comes with accountability for exemplifying Him through love and peace. As the wife and daughter of former members of the military, I also affirm appreciation for peace that often comes through the sacrifices of those who have chosen this commitment. Peace sometimes comes to fruition through sacrifices, but God still promises His provision and faithfulness. Peace can be a process, often realized as we journey through challenging experiences when we feel the Lord's presence in the midst of difficult times. Many years ago, I experienced the significant loss of a miscarriage, and I've been in the midst of community crises multiple times through my volunteer work with the American Red Cross. Although my preference would be that experience and peacefulness would come more easily, it is through reflections on these experiences that I'm reminded of how I truly found peace when I sought and trusted in God's provision instead of depending on my own questioning and understandings. Human nature is to worry and sometimes have fear in troubling experiences. But in Philippians 4:7, Paul reminds us that God's peace exceeds our human understandings. When personal or community tragedy occurs, it is an opportunity to remember Christ's provision, seeking His peace. Experiencing genuine peace is sometimes more challenging than we prefer. However, I have found that I experience peace more fully on days that I make intentional time to begin and end each day with prayer and meditation. When we genuinely experience inner peace, we can then more readily influence societal peace. Isaiah 26:3 reminds us, "Those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace because they trust in you."